Okay, let me ask you about crops up in your part of the state, northeast Nebraska. You were saying that you got things planted in good shape and things are looking good.
You know, Ken, I think back in probably last 20, 25 years of farming, I don't know as if I can remember a crop that has gone into the ground with about as ideal conditions as you could possibly ask. In mid-April, it had a blizzard and cold weather, and we thought, well, we'll never get to the field this year. But I was planting late April and early May. We had a couple windy days in there, but the crop got in wonderfully. I no-till. The soil is mellow and just worked beautifully. Now this, we've had recent rains in a drip irrigation type fashion that have brought this crop up. It's looking strong. There's really no disease pressure at this point. There's no weed pressure. The herbicides, the pre's are working. It's kind of scary, but we know there's a lot of growing season left, you know, 4 months at least for beans. So we want to make sure that we're doing everything right here, but we've been blessed with great conditions thus far.
Would you say 4 inches of rain, a slow, steady type rains in May so far?
In May, yes. 3.8 I've had on my farm, and that's all come spaced out, you know, days in between, and you'll get an inch real slow, and just the crops respond. We know the weeds will come later, too, with that. But it's just really got the crop off to a nice start. It looks great. The emergence, the stands are fantastic, both on beans and corn. And I think everybody's pretty happy this right now. I know everybody will be watching the weather. And certainly, we don't have to go too far. Our friends in the Texas Panhandle, very, very dry. You look at northern Iowa, southern Minnesota, very, very wet. Right here, we're kind of the sweet spot. So we'll see how long that lasts.
Are you planting dicamba-tolerant beans?
I am. I'm going about 75% of my acres dicamba-tolerant extend. And then the others are Roundup Ready 2s. And I was in about half and half last year, really liked the technology, follow the labels, do it right. I have it custom applied and they do everything right. So it works. The mare's tail, some of the tougher broadleaf weeds that I've had problems with, especially with no-till, are virtually solved. We hope that technology can continue to be used and everybody follows the label, and they won't hear many or any stories of like we did last year, of drift or inversion and things like that.